at 2 o'clock we've got Dublin playing Cork, and at 3:30 Down play Tyrone. On tomorrow, February the 3rd at 9 a.m. Gaelic football, it's Mayo and Kerry. And at 10 a.m, Six Nations rugby, Italy v France. Some sad news emerging from the Galway Arms this morning. As I mentioned, we were down there, and very sad to let our listeners know that Johnny Gilroy passed away this morning, a long time patron of the Galway Arms. He was 91 years of age, and has come as a bit of a shock to everybody. So our thoughts and prayers on behalf of everybody at the Galway Arms go out to Sean Gilroy and the Gilroy family, the Galway Arms. Folks, this next song is titled Sleep Alone by a band, great band from Belfast, called Two Door Cinema Club. And I unfortunately have been in a few situations with my partner here, Ken, where Mr. O'Loughlin duped us into sharing a room at the Strathcona Hotel once, only for us to arrive home at 2 in the evening or 2 in the morning to find that there was a single bed in the room. And I had to do that was the spooning performance of the decade. If a gunman came into the room and opened fire in the bed, there wouldn't have been a scratch on you. I had you cocooned. I had you nicely covered. Like a bodyguard, I had you. Two Door Cinema Club, Sleep Alone, the way it should be.
For Monoman, Brendan Dolan and his team welcome you to the Irish Shebeen Pub, Etobicoke's newest Irish pub at 5555 Eglinton Avenue West, just a few blocks west of Renforth Avenue. The Irish Shebeen has been inspired by tradition and a desire to bring you the best possible Irish pub experience. Enjoy our warm interior decor that includes a large bar area and a variety of cozy spots to call your own. Our menu has a wide variety of delicious pub fare, and we also offer a schedule of weekly live entertainment. The Irish Shebeen can seat over 150 patrons, and we also offer a cozy 25-seat centennial boardroom with a fireplace and a 60-inch flat screen for meeting and presentations. This unique space is ideal for your special event, team, or association meetings. Drop in anytime and say hello to Brendan and his friendly team, or give us a call at 416-695-9178. Once again, the Irish Shebeen is located at 5555 Eglinton Avenue West, just a few blocks west of Renforth Avenue.
Jim, can you believe it's been 20 years since we opened the Clara House, thanks to our loyal customers?
Nora, it's gone by in the blink of an eye, and I don't feel a day older than when we started.
Although you have a lot less hair.
That's true. Our road certainly did take a different turn. I never thought that we would be manufacturing the finest selection of Clara and Celtic jewellery in the country when I came here 43 years ago as a hand engraver.
I know. I think back to the small handful of designs we started with, and since then you've come up with so many great ideas.
Well, I must admit, I have come up with a few beauties.
You can see all this wonderful jewellery in our showroom at the Clara House, right across from the Eaton Centre, at 211 Young Street on the second floor, suite number 201. We are just south of Shooter Street, north of Queen Street. You can reach us at 416-366-1247 or email us through our website at clara-house.com.
The N17, Mark, is a piece of fine Irish highway, and it actually runs between Sligo and Galway. And many a time, you know, in my youth, I would take that road when the girls of Sligo would be tired of my old stories, you know. I'd head off down to Galway, and I'm sure my pal Carl O'Connor was probably going the other way, coming up to find some Sligo girls. Anyway, you probably drove that road, actually, the last time you were over home with a bunch of pals on your golf trip. I know you bypassed my town and you took on the N17 down through Galway and into Clare, I'm sure.
We couldn't wait to bypass it, actually.
Yeah, I know. I remember you telling me that. You took pictures all right. But anyway, these lads from Galway, from Toom County Galway, actually, the Saw Doctors, brilliant band. If you've never seen them live, you should go. They're coming to town, actually, on March the 19th. And they put on a great show. They're going to be at the Opera House. You can get your tickets at livenation.com. So make sure you go out and check the lads out. It'll be great just around St. Paddy's week, of course. Get out and see these lads. They're brilliant in concert. We're going to play a track called N17.
I crowded trains. There's no one to talk to in transit, so I sit there and daydream in vain. I'm behind all these muddled up problems of living on a foreign soil. I can still see the twists and turns in the road, from the square to the town and the trains. And I wish I was on that N17.
So the balls and the grasses.
Yes, I wish I was on that N17.
So the balls and the grasses.
Traveling with just my thoughts and dreams. Oh, just traveling with my thoughts and dreams.
Offers a unique experience, the fun of a local hangout with the professionalism of a formal establishment. It's also home to a restaurant and bar with an all-Canadian wine list, all your favorite imports, and a selection of the world's best whiskies. This great house of Irish hospitality on the Danforth also offers unique entertainment on an ongoing basis. Allen's, located at 143 Danforth Avenue, just around the corner from Broadview Subway Station. Give John Maxwell a call at 416-463-3086 and he'll bring you up to date on the many special events at Allen's. Right next door, Dora Kyo's, home of your Ma's Kitchen and the now famous weekly Irish music sessions, Thursday evenings from 9 p.m. and Sundays from 5. Each week, Dora's features Toronto's finest traditional Irish musicians. See you on the Danforth.
Well, folks, right on the line, we have our first interview. One of the things that Mark and I want to continue doing, some of the stuff that Eamon had done was connecting the young Irish people that are coming out here. We want to try and do that. And each week we'll try and get a young person from Ireland on, give us their experience and tell the audience a little bit about themselves. This young man is out here probably about a year. He's from County Clare, in fact. Young Shane Fitzgerald, I had the pleasure, he's a very handy golfer by the way, I had the pleasure of playing with you, Shane, back there in the fall when the Irish took the Ryder Cup back off the Canadian team that we played against, right?
A great day, Ken. Always, whenever we go out in a game, playing a game of golf is always a good day. How are you this morning?
Very good now, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm proud of you, Ken, a Sligo man, and actually doing something good for a change, unlike your most football and hurling team.
And yes,
I didn't know you were from Leash, Mark. Otherwise, I didn't think that you would be actually any good at sport at all, but we let you wait for a chat for
Clare,
a while.
A Clare man saying that, very nice.
Hi, yeah. Come on, we've Mick O'Dwyer over the football at the moment.
Things
are going to change. We're going to win Division 4, hopefully, this year.
Shane, he looks like he's slowly making his way back down to where he's from in Kerry. What's your take? Do you think, happening?
My father is a proud Waterville man, so he's actually from the Codwire part of the world.
Oh.
And he has been very interested in watching him now because, like my father's 60 years of age, so he's watched most of the Codwire playing football in his young run-up and watched him as management. And he would be slightly critical of his management style, like the fact that he's just pure fitness and not very much tactical. So he wouldn't be too happy to see him come back to Kerry, but nostalgia could do a lot of change. Like, Kerry aren't doing fantastic at the moment, so you'd never know, a change in management style could do good.
Well, he took Laois to a Leinster final. He can't be too bad.
So Shane, tell us, how is it like for an Irish person, a young Irish person in this city of Toronto? Maybe you could give us a quick synopsis of what life is like for you since you came.
Well, it's been fantastic so far. Like, I mean, I came out last April. on my own and I knew one girl over here. And
we all know one girl, Shane.
Yes. And I come out first. It was like I come out my own and I was a small bit nervous, like the fact that I didn't really know that many people. But like the Irish community out here, the young Irish community are absolutely fantastic. Like that, within a week, I had a house scotch with a couple of Irish guys and gotten into community straight away. Like the actual Irish and New in Toronto Facebook page is absolutely fantastic for networking with young people. Like if you have any questions about like accommodation, like the new visa process is out at the moment for people applying again. Like it's absolutely fantastic for that, like that the community, yet it's so small, it's so close, and like any questions, anything at all, like everyone is willing to help each other out here. Like that's one fear I had coming out, that like, you know, you're going to be a small fish in a big pond, but everyone seems to have gotten together out here. Like
that's great to hear. Yeah, Kathy Murphy and the team down there do tremendous work, and the ambassador up in Ottawa does a fantastic job at supporting the community, don't they?
Oh, it's unreal. Even like the fact like the late great I am in O'Loughlin from my parts of the world, and I met him in Ireland like 2 years before I come out, and I was telling him my notions of coming out here, and he said whenever he comes out, just get in touch. And the second I got in touch with him, he had helped me like getting into the job scene, about applying for jobs and stuff like that. Like the Irish Chamber of Commerce golf event, like Ken, I don't know if I met you with it last year, but like Eamon, he introduced me to so many people. Like those events are just like necessary to get into the working field out here. Like that, it can be so hard to get to meet people, but when you get to chamber events, you get to just actually meet people who are like been out here for so long, and the advice you get off some of those people is just fantastic. Like the one thing I can only encourage Irish people to do is go to more of those chamber events, because that's how you get to network and meet people out here, from my point of view.
That's great, Shane. And you and I were chatting on the golf course. You're even thinking potentially of setting up some maybe golf society this summer.
As I said to you, Ken, the one thing I will miss from home is golf. And my cousin's actually listening now, and she knows I am a mad golf fan. And like at home, I still play every week. And like here, I haven't had that opportunity. Like so, my aim this year is to try and set up a golf society, and like I'm hoping for your experience out here, Ken and Mark, that you will be able to assist me in it.
Absolutely, yeah, we'll be right there by your side for sure, and you're going to join us on the committee with the chamber committee for the golf.
Like my, as I was saying to you, we could merge the two of them together and make one great society, hopefully, out of it. As far as I know, there isn't any Irish society in the Toronto area, so we might as well get one going.
That's great, Shane. It's great that young people like yourself are taking initiative like that. So we look forward to working with you on it. And we really want to thank you for calling in. You're our first guest on this show. So that'll be one for the memory bank. And, you know, make sure that you tell all the young people that they can get in touch with us too at any time. We'll help them out as much as possible and spread the word around, because we want to hear from you. That's for sure.
No fear, Ken.
Email address too for us is kyolaugustcrack@hotmail.com. Shane, thanks a million. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Enjoy your day, boys.
Thanks, Shane.
Pleasure.
What a well-spoken young gentleman. A natural. Of course, Claire must breed them. So listen, first show, we're having a bit of a banter here. Our first show would suggest that we should have a little banter about other firsts in our life. What was the first concert you were ever in your life?
Oh, gosh, this might even bring a tear to my mother's eye, and I know she's listening there in Sligo. She dropped myself and a few fellas out to the Baymount in Strandhill, and I went to see Stockton's Wing.
Oh.
And I tell you, we thought we were tough young fellas. You know, we had our Doc Martin boots on and our denim jackets. And then we walk. I mean, I can tell my mum was saying, oh, you shouldn't be wearing that. You know, dress up. Be nice. Dress nice. Be a nice young man. And out we go anyway, and in we walk. And, of course, everyone else is there in shirts and ties and, you know, jackets.
Lord.
Oh, looked, oh, yeah. What about you? What was your first one?
Bit embarrassed about it, to be honest, but the RDS, Christa Berg, was my first.
Lady in Red.
I washed my hair four times before, so it would be nice and wavy whenever I shook my head. And then I realised you don't shake your head a lot at a Christa Berg concert.
What about coming here? What was your first sporting event to go to?
Was baseball, Blue Jays and Yankees, baseball game. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good.
And haven't been to too many since.
No.
You
might go this year. They're going to be good. The Jays
might
be good this year.
Yeah, be good.
Funny enough, that was my first sporting event too. My first sporting event was a last, actually. My first sporting event was a Blue Jays game. It was their last game at Exhibition Stadium.
Hey, first car that you remember your dad driving?
Oh, The first one that I remember was a Rover he had.
A Rover?
Yeah, yeah. I thought
he had a bicycle repair business. How did he afford a Rover?
That was later. That came later. What? He had a tire business before that.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. No, a Rover. I thought we were loaded. I thought we must be a rich, you know, family.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it never even got to Butlins.
Oh, God. Oh, we had a snazzy Fiat 124. It was deadly.
That's a beaut.
What about the first car you had here?
The first car I had here was a Dodge Shadow, believe it or not.
Did they make them still?
I don't know if they do.
I was very popular with mine. I had a GMC Sierra. Oh, and every fella who was moving used to... I was on speed dial for anyone who was moving. Do you remember the first pub you were ever in Toronto when you came here?
Oh, I do indeed. Actually, the first one anyway that I had a good pint of Guinness in was the Galway Arms. Yeah, Tommy took care of me down there, yeah.
Was that right?
That was the first pub I was in. First Irish pub I was in.
Mm, it was the Tara Inn over in Scarborough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think I went to a lot of others after it as well, but that was the very first one. And you remember the first album you ever bought, ever? Vinyl.
First, we were really slow at getting on the musical technology thing. My uncles were all into all that stuff, so a lot of that I would have heard from them. My dad was slow at getting us a player, but I remember Paddy Keenan. Now, I didn't buy it, but it was one of the first albums. I think my mum won it in a pools thing or something. And when we got the stereo, that was the first album I ever put on it.
Oh, very
Paddy
good.
Paddy Keenan, huh? The Uilleann Pipes.
I bought Meatloaf. Bad out of hell. Because we were late out of the gates as well. And Spanish Train was the second one with Chris de Burgh. And the first job you had when you came to Canada?
First job I had, I thought I'd come here actually.
Legally, Ken.
Oh, legally. Legally. Yeah, right. Seamus, is that you?
We won't go there.
I came out here and, you know, I was just going to take it easy. And I moved in with my mum's brother, Jerry Finan, and his wife, Maeve. And we went out and had lunch. And Westburn Electrical was where I first started working.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Well, I moved photocopiers. I sold photocopiers at a company called Lanier when I first came here.
One of them, I'd say, was it?
It was a tough outing. We're going to move on here, Alex.
Guinness
Community Calendar of Events. Yes, folks, it's coming up to that busy time of year for us in the Irish community. So, the Toronto Traditional Irish Music School continues at the Emerald Isle Seniors Society. That's every Monday night, and that's going to run right through till March 25th. They've got group classes at 6 p.m., beginners and intermediate, and that's for tin whistle and fiddle. On February Sunday the 17th, Lorna Gale have a club fundraiser. You can reach them at 905-799-1747. The 21st of February, the premiere of the Toronto Irish Players, they present Midden at the Alumni Theatre, 70 Berkeley Street, and more information can be got at torontoirishplayers.com. It runs right through till March 9th. Saturday, February 23rd, the Mayo Association Pub Night at the Galway Arms. Of course, if my mum had me born there in Ballina, I'd be at that event. But anyway, 905-567-0445 is the number you can get more information. Wednesday, February the 27th, Patrick O'Day is back by popular demand from Ireland. He's going to regale us with his dancing techniques. That'll be at the Emerald Isle Senior Society, 1190 Danforth Avenue, 7:30 to 9:30, and the cost of that'll be $15. So you can come out and learn some new dances there. I hear that fella's light on his feet. He's deadly. Thursday, February the 28th, the Ireland Fund of Canada Young Professionals are hosting the Landmark Table Quiz. It'll be hosted at the Jason George Bar. That's at 104 Front Street East in Toronto. Meetup time is 7:30 p.m. and the table quiz will run from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tickets can be bought at the door. I've even heard if you're a lonely outside, you can come on down there and they'll put you on a team. And if you've got your own team, go down there and have a night of great crack. The proceeds for that night will go to the Twist Soup Kitchen in Galway City. March, of course, is a busy month. And it all kicks off on Sunday, March the 3rd. Cardinal Collins has very graciously agreed to celebrate the Mass in honour of St. Patrick at St. Celia's at 3 p.m. Hard to believe, Mark, but this is the 35th anniversary of that Mass. And a man who's going to be very busy in the month of March around this town, Brian Farmer, will carry the banner of St. Patrick in the opening procession. I also understand from Ethna Heffernan that there'll be a hunger theme to this Mass, and we'll get more information out to you as that comes into us. On Friday, March the 8th, an event I never miss. It's a great time. The Ireland Fund of Canada St. Patrick's Day Luncheon. It's the biggest luncheon in the world, as far as I know. It's the 30th annual Ireland Fund of Canada St. Patrick's Day luncheon. And of course, backed by popular demand, there is the man himself, Brendan Grace. Should be great for a bunch of laughs that day. You can get more information from Jane Noonan at 416-367-8311. Or go to the Ireland Funds website, irlfunds.org. Or give my old pal Terry Smith a call. She'd be happy to help you out with tables. Friday, March the 8th and Saturday, March the 9th is the annual Toronto Irish Film Festival. They had a great night at PJ's there this past Thursday. You can get more information on that at tirff.com or call them at 647-504-6424. Sunday, March the 10th, the Irish Person of the Year Luncheon. You can get information at 905-773-4136. And of course, that's to honour our friends over at the Toronto Irish Players, Barbara Taylor and all the folks there. We wish them the best of luck for that day. On Friday, March the 15th, St. Patrick's Parade Society Grand Marshal's Ball will be held at the Toronto Hilton. That's to honour, of course, Brian Farmer. And you can get more information at topatrick.com. And then the big day itself, St. Paddy's Day, Sunday, March the 17th, a day when the city will close its streets for the 26th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. All the county associations should get in touch with the folks at the Parade Society at topatrick.com, and they'll have a bunch of events, fundraisers coming up throughout the month of February, so please try and attend those and get some well-needed funds into the organization. And again, you can find out all about that at topatrick.com. Also, Sunday, March the 17th, the Burlington Legion is having its annual St. Patrick's Day dinner. Corned beef and cabbage is going to be served, and there'll be dancing from the many Irish dancers and music from Jukebox down there. And then on Tuesday, March 19th, the Saw Doctors perform at the Opera House. You can get tickets at livenation.com. In April, the CULTIS North America Annual Convention is in Washington, D.C. at the Marriott Hotel and Convention. And finally, the Rosa Tralee, the selection ball will be at Atlantis at Ontario Place. Tickets are $125 and it includes full bar. Mark, I'd say you'll be down there for that. 905-621-1355. For more information on all this, folks, please go to the Guinness Community Calendar of Events at irishcanadamag.com. All right, folks, well, that's about it for time. That's our first show, Mark. All done and dusted.
You were brilliant. How was I?
I tell you one thing, you were fantastic. I didn't like all the makeup you wore in this morning. You must have thought you were going to be on TV.
All right, say goodbye.
Goodbye, folks.
Goodbye,
that
folks.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
You left. Excuse me, I'm not at my best. I've been gone for a month. I've been drunk since I left. These so-called vacations will soon be my death. I'm so sick from the drink. I need home for a rest. We arrived in December and London was cold. We stayed in the bars on Charing Cross Road. We never.
Programming for our Irish community can be heard every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon.
This is AM 1430 CHKT, Fairchild Radio, Toronto.
The following are programs for the international communities of Greater Toronto. Opinions and views expressed here do not necessarily represent those of this station. Now, the Cantonese program.